Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I won't keep you over an hour or two tonight, I promise. If you all have your bulletin on the back, there is a place for you to write some scriptures. And I'm going to give you some scriptures tonight. I basically just titled this Getting Back to the Basics. How many knows we need to get back to the basics? We just need to get back to the basics. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's just jump up to verse 14. As Paul's writing to the church here, he said, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly and comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak and be patient toward all men." Y'all hear that? Be patient. How many believes the Word of God? Every word from Genesis to Revelation, do we believe the Word of God? When I'm reading the Scripture, I grab a hold of every word that's in that text because I want to know what God's saying to me. Be patient to all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever following that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Glory. Can we read it together? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. As we get back to the basics, I want you to understand and know that the basic thing of our entire life, we was created to magnify and glorify God Almighty. We was created to give Him praise and glory and honor. When He created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, He walked with them in the cool of the day to have fellowship with them. That fellowship was broken and we know the rest of the story. But when Christ came to redeem us through His precious blood, He put us back in fellowship and He gave us that reason again that we commune with God Almighty and we have that fellowship. And it is our duty and our calling that we glorify God at all times and in everything we do. We're called to glorify God. Somebody say amen. We're called to glorify God. We say or we do. Whatever it is, we have come to this point in life that we are to glorify God. To do this, we must serve Him and love Him consistently. In 1 Corinthians, Brother Dave, chapter 10 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. He tells us also, there as Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, he is telling us, "Then all that we do, whether therefore ye eat, whether you drink, whatsoever ye do, do all for the glory of God." All for the glory of God. Paul tells us in another place, he said, "In whatsoever state that I find myself in, therefore I find to be content." I find to be content. There's times that he went through tribulation, but he was content. There's times that he went hungry, but he was content. There's times that he found himself that he had plenty, he was content. Whatever he found himself to be, wherever he found himself to be, he was content. But he give God praise and he give God glory the whole time. And whatever thing you do, give God praise and give God glory. If you're going to work in the morning, thank God that you got a job. If you're coming home in the evening, thank God that you got a home to go to. Just in everything that you do, give thanks and praise unto God. Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 3. Isaiah 6, verse number 3. It is going back to the basics that we realize that our duty as a child of God, bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, is to give God praise, give God glory, and give God honor. We find in Isaiah that it is recorded because we understand that Isaiah was in contact and he got to see the heavens and the operation of what was going on. And he recorded, and one cried unto the other and said, speaking of the angels in heaven, speaking about those around the throne of God, as they cried, "Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory." They cried constantly day and night. They wasn't sad, but they was glorifying God with everything that's within them. And as they cried, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, the whole earth is filled with His glory." Everywhere you look around you and it's God's glory. You look around you at the flowers that are blooming. You look around you at the grass that is growing. You look around everywhere you go. I don't understand why people can say that there is no God. His awesomeness and His beauty is absolutely everywhere around us. There was a particular plant that someone had sent in memory of my mom at her funeral. What'd you say that thing was, Chris? Orchid? And I've tried to raise orchids before, and they're not orchid, right? Did I say Oregon? First mistake I've made today. But anyway, they are very hard to do anything with. Some of you got a green thumb, probably don't have a problem. But I did, and it was about ready to die shortly after the fact. And so I just went out and planted in the flower bed, just hoping for the best. Whatever happens, happens. Y'all ever do that? So that's what I did with this orchid. Whatever happened, happened. And the first year after I planted it, it would come up and you could see a little improvement, but no bloom. The next year it'd come up, really no bloom, nothing happened. And this is the fifth year? I think the fifth year. And Sister Brenda, I looked out there and had to go closer to it, and the leaves was just gorgeous and had grown tremendously, about four or five times what it was when it was in the pot. And the other day I stepped outside and the most beautiful yellow bloom that come on that thing that I ever seen in my life. I mean, the critique uniqueness of how God created that bloom on that orchid. And I just thank God, because God is creator of all things. And I never want to cease to give Him praise and give Him glory and give Him honor, because He is due all things. And by the way, Brother Roger, those angels in heaven are crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." It just makes me understand and realize, Brother Snow, that we need to get in practice. Because one of these days, that's going to be our job 100% of the time. And as eternity rolls on, we're going to be crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who lives and reigns forever and forever." And it is also recorded also in the book of Revelation chapter 4. As the living creatures around the throne of God cry, "Holy, holy, holy," Revelations 4 and 8. You need to take these scripture home and check them out. Make sure the preacher's telling you right. And take notes while I'm preaching, and while Brother Hewitt's preaching, you need to take notes. Make sure he's telling us right. And Sister Hewitt says, "Hallelujah. Amen." Does this pick on Brother Hewitt tonight? Hallelujah. They cry, "Holy." The living creatures cried, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And they rested not day and night. We're just warming up. This is our dressing room down here. We're just warming up. We're getting ready. It's our duty down here to get warmed up, get ready, and get our exercises and our voices, because we're going to have a brand new one. A brand new body, a brand new voice. Be crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, day and night, forever and forever and forever." It is so glorious, and we have such an awesome privilege that there's no need for us. We've got so much to be thankful for. There's no need for us to run around like we've been sucking on sour pickles all day. We've got a God in heaven above that cares for you. Going back to Psalms chapter 91, He cares for you. He protects you. He watches over you. I agree with Brother Roger. If it wasn't for the mercy and the grace of God, we'd all be dead. But thank God, He has given us breath, and we can praise His name, and we can worship Him, and we can glorify Him. We need to be practicing. We need to be practicing. We're fixing to get out of this old world. We need to be getting primed up and ready to go up, because Jesus Christ is coming soon and very soon. Listen, a blind man can see the signs that are happening right now. We are in the greatest of times that we've ever lived. We're in some of the worst times we've ever lived. But regardless of how bad it gets, God has not forsaken us. He has never left us. I don't know what we're going to wake up to tomorrow. I honestly, in 1,000 years, never thought that we would see what we've seen the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months. I honestly would never have thought, and I figured things would get bad, but the lawlessness and the rioting and the hatred that's in our world today, and it seems like they don't even have to have an excuse, but it's the signs of the time. And our God that we serve, He has not lost His mercy. He has not lost that love. He has not lost that concern. And His shield of protection is around about you. I pray that God will protect us and guide us. I have prayed for you, and as I pray for my family, my kids, and my grandkids, and even my daughter-in-laws, I pray for them. And I pray for you guys. God, build a hedge around about us. Cover us with your blood, Lord Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. The devil cannot cross the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And I ask God, plead, Lord, I plead your blood over us. Cover us with your shield of protection, Lord. And I know that He will. I trust Him, and I believe in Him. God is faithful in all things. And we, as His children, need to worship Him and praise Him. And when we get our cup full, we're going to praise Him even more. I just want to encourage you, church, get your cup full. Let it be filled to the brim. You'll go to bed giving God praise and glory. You'll wake up giving God praise and glory. You'll go to work giving God praise and glory. And the people that you work around and work with will wonder what in the world you've been smoking. But you just continue to let them know that it's the Spirit and the power of God that lives inside of you. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I'd really like to go to the next thing, but I just feel like hanging on. Lord, let us, if He don't come, we'll tackle it next Sunday night, okay? But we it's our privilege, and it should be our desire. And in everything, we need to give thanks and give God praise and give God glory. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciated and enjoyed everybody's testimony tonight. And I've got 10 points that I could bring to you right now. Better be glad I got my glasses on. I can't see your facial expressions. But I just feel like it. I hope you've wrote down these scriptures and you go home and read that full chapter. Because this is the essence of life. This is life. It's God's Word. And again, I want to encourage you, mamas and daddies, create something to get the Word of God within your kids. It's imperative.
It's imperative. You love the Lord? Father God, we love and appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to come tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the music and the songs that we've heard, the testimonies that we've heard. I pray, God, that you will help us, Lord Jesus, to lift our cups up to you in the nighttime hours. Help us, O God, in the early morning hours as we lift our cup up to you. Throughout the day, Lord, as we sing praises unto you, we lift our cups up and we ask you, Lord, to fill them up. Lord, I pray that you will instill within inside of us that we can't be silent, but we got to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ because you're fixing to come and get us, and we got to get everybody ready that we can. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you, and thank you, Lord, for your people. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. I'll see you Wednesday night. Brother Chris is doing an awesome, awesome job on building community. God bless you. You're dismissed.